Hello, everyone. Welcome to Choice Says Podcast. I am your host, Christine Choi. Thank you for making great choices and listening to Choice Says. You can find Choice Says on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify, and any other podcast listening places. And if you can rate and review on iTunes, I would really, really appreciate it. All right. So today, I wanted to talk about the fear of starting over. This has been coming up in conversations a lot with my friends lately, so I thought it would be a great topic for this week's episode. So being in my 30s with my friends in similar age groups, I've noticed I was having a lot of conversations with my friends about making changes in their lives, whether it be personal or professional. And one thing that's a constant in those conversations is fear. I think that by the time you're in your 30s, you've gotten used to a certain lifestyle. It might just be routine, it might be monetarily, maybe people in your life, and it might be as simple as where you live. You know, you're living your life, and then one day, something inside of you sparks a thought of a need for a change. And then, slowly, the fear seeps in. I see more often than not people staying in situations out of fear of not succeeding in what they want to do next, or maybe just not knowing what they want to do next. People stay in relationships because they're afraid of being alone. People stay in jobs because they don't know if they'll do well in their next job, or because they don't know if they'll get a job as well paying as their current jobs. And here's one thing I say to ask yourself. Does it bring you joy? Does your current situation bring you joy? That was my biggest reason for leaving California. It wasn't bringing me joy. And it hadn't been bringing me joy for a very long time. To be honest, I never felt entirely at home while living in California. Now, don't get me wrong. The nature, the mountains, the beautiful hikes. I mean, I miss those every single day. And obviously, most of my amazing friends and family also live in California. So sure, one can argue that California was bringing me joy. But me, in my personal growth, I wasn't feeling it. I felt so much joy and life on every visit to New York City, and I knew that I had to try it out or I wouldn't be able to live with myself. So after years and years of wanting to live here, I did it. I moved to New York City. So now, with all of the things that I've started and want to pursue since moving to New York, I'm constantly living in that fear of starting over, starting something new. That fear of the unknown, that fear of failure, that fear of setback. Does it bring me joy? I try every day to ask myself that question and answer it honestly. I mean, that's all I can do, right? So, when you're at a crossroads, ask yourself that question and listen to yourself carefully. Sometimes you'll have the answer immediately, and sometimes you won't. Just try your best to be honest to yourself, and you'll get it. You'll be fine. You'll find what you're meant to be. That's what I'll be doing. Okay, well, that was a very, very short episode today, but I just really wanted to get that out into the universe. So I really hope that you guys take that into heart and, you know, just try it out. Okay, guys, thank you again for all your support and listening. Please go ahead and find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. My username is Choice Says Podcast, one word for all three of those things. And please make sure to write in some letters for the advice segment at choicesayspodcast@gmail.com. And that'll be all. All right. You guys have a great day. Okay, thanks. Bye.